ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It's the Driveway Liberty Podcast, the only cast recorded live in a driveway.
Hey guys, Uncle Wes here. Remember how we're always talking about how we wish we had access to an alternative marketplace for conservatives and get away from this woke culture? Well, guess what? We found one. MammothNation.com. You can buy jewelry, eyewear, stuff for your pets, sauces, spices, coffees, vodka, wine. Just about anything you want, you can get at MammothNation.com. And guess what? If you use promo code Driveway Liberty Media when you sign up, you can get 30% off your first year. Go check them out. MammothNation.com, promo code Driveway Liberty Media.
Hey guys, I'm your Uncle Wes. I'm sitting here with my good friend Dan, and I'm going to do this for the very first time today.
Me too.
Pop a little top here.
Oh yeah.
Think we deserve these after a lot of what's going on in this world. But I'm sitting in the driveway with my good friend Dan. Dan, how you doing, buddy?
Good. We're back, and so are the mosquitoes.
Yeah, man, right? Damn it.
I'm getting bit on my legs right now.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, keep them some bitches right over there with you.
They like my Italian blood.
They normally like me, man, but I've been very fortunate so far this year. I wonder if I've got a health issue going on that's keeping
They don't want that blood. That's not good. Don't be talking like that.
No, I hadn't been feeling really good lately, but I think that's all allergies and shit like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, I've been the same way.
Man, it's
been brutal.
I got over that little head thing that I had, I thought, and
it just rolled right into the pollen.
Yeah, man. And I was sitting on the back porch the other day when the sun was coming up, and you could just see the pollen. You know, you remember how you were a kid, you'd see the little dust particles in the rays of light in the house.
Yep.
I mean, that's the way the pollen was, but thicker.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. Well, that explains a lot.
We had a little dust off rain.
Yeah.
Earlier in the week, and I probably drove like half hour away or so, 45 minutes away to a job.
Right.
And so my truck was all cleaned off from the rain, and I come out to, you know, take care of the internal parts. I have my trailer with me, and I literally have pollen all over my truck.
That's the way it works,
in
man.
An hour. It went from a nice, clean black truck to
yellow.
The Pittsburgh Steelers truck.
Yellow.
Black and yellow.
Yellow. Yeah, man. Well, so big shout out to Alabama. I was in, you came out for a little bit last night. I was playing, and the place I play in is kind of, it's basically a sports bar that has live music.
Lots of TVs.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm sitting out there, and there's this dude at the counter, right? After I get done, I go up and I have my after-show decompression beer. And I asked him, I said, who are you rooting for? He said, well, I'm an Auburn guy, but I'm rooting for Alabama. And I was like, why the fuck are you rooting for Alabama if you're an Auburn guy? He said, like, one of my best friends is a UConn fan. And he said, they're all effed up there, man. He said, those folks up there in Connecticut, they don't know who the hell to root for. They're Saints fans and Cowboys fans and Georgia fans and everything else, and none of them have ever been to any of those places. I'm like, well, I get that, but that's still no reason to root for Alabama.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's like if you're a UConn person.
Yeah.
I mean, you had a football team for
like 30 seconds.
A couple weeks, I think it was.
Right, yeah.
You know, you had something to cheer about nationally for like a couple weeks. So, I mean, I guess I get it. I've never heard of UConn baseball. Their basketball team has been dominant on and off for as long as I've been alive. So, they're a basketball school. And they showed it last night. They beat the piss out of Alabama. So did Purdue. Purdue beat the snot out of NC State. And NC State was like the, you know, the Cinderella story.
Yeah,
the 11th seed. They were on a roll. They won the ACC tournament. Winning 10 games in a row. They came from like the bottom of the ACC. They were close to the bottom of the ACC to win that tournament.
Right.
And then go in and pretty much rolled and beat everybody. Beat Duke.
Yeah, they were killing it, man. I mean, and everybody's rooting for them. They got kind of monkey stomped.
Well, they threw that 7'2" guy at him, and that pretty much ended Mr. Burns' run.
Yeah.
He had like 8 points or something.
That one kid from North Carolina State was just throwing some bricks, man. I mean, not bricks. Yeah. He was throwing some, bricks.
Yeah.
He, I mean,
a lot of air balls.
Air ball missing. I mean, not even hitting the rim.
Well, they just, you can only do it for so long.
Right.
The teams that win it all can beat you inside and out.
Yeah.
Play good defense. Don't turn the ball over. Make their free throws. I mean, those are the teams that are built for tournaments.
Yeah.
The teams like, and Alabama's a pretty much a penetrate, kick out for threes. If they don't hit their threes, they're done.
Yeah.
And then NC State is similar to that, only they had a big guy that just, I don't know, found his own. He's like, I don't know, like 300 pounds and just was muscling all over people.
Right.
And he didn't work against Purdue.
No, they had it figured out.
Yeah. And then when he was kicking it back out, they couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. They were like 1-for-13 in threes.
I couldn't believe it. Watching this Bama last night, when I came up and sat beside him at the bar, Alabama actually tightened it up. I think there were still like 7 minutes left or something like that. It was,
yeah, they got within six, I think it was.
Yeah. And I was like, and they did that while I was sitting there. I said, well, I'm going to go pack my shit because obviously I'm giving Alabama good luck. I came back and Alabama was down 15 points. And that dude looked at me and said, you just need to go home.
Yeah.
I said, no, I'm going to sit right here and watch the rest of this game.
Yeah, enjoy it.
And then I left there because I knew that Travis was at Bottoms Up watching it.
Yeah.
So I just went – I didn't feel like staying out, but I went by there for about 5 minutes. Just to let Travis know.
Well, it's tough to do.
Yeah.
Cheap beers there.
Yeah. I ended up with it having about three of them.
Yeah.
But
that's why I went home early.
Yeah. Well, I was wondering. I came out and saw Bob. I'm like, man, where'd Dan go?
I told you I was leaving, but you were playing.
Oh,
you introduced me to your brother while you were on the stage.
I didn't know you were leaving. I thought you were just waving at me. Yeah. My brother surprised me and came over last night, so.
That's pretty cool.
That's actually the first time he's seen me play in live in 25 years. So it's been a minute.
Cool.
Maybe, yeah, that's about right.
He's the one that had the great compliment about the podcast, right?
That's him.
Yeah.
And then he left and didn't tip his server, so I ended up having to.
What?
Oh, yeah.
We can't talk about that. Quiet.
I'll cut that out.
Speaking of tipping servers, it's a good segue.
Right.
So remember the whole IRS with 87,000 IRS agents that came about with they got like 79.4 billion when Biden signed that Inflation Reduction Act.
Yeah.
Go figure, you're going to give the FBI or the IRS 74.9 billion and it's going to reduce inflation.
That's not how that works.
And then the Republicans were all excited about reducing that. Well, they reduced it like 1.3 billion. So they, instead of 79.4 billion, they're getting 78 billion.
Oh, so they can claim victory. Reduced
this. We reduced it by 1.4.
Vote the damn thing
we took down. 1.4 billion away from
the 80
IRS,
billion. Yeah.
Away from, but it wasn't from the, it's the 79 billion that they got extra.
Right.
So they hired 50, or they're in the process of hiring 5,582 tax enforcers this year.
Mm.
So media reports are claiming that the tax agency is hiring 87,000 armed enforcement agents. And they're saying that's not true because only a fraction of the new hires will carry guns. What's a fucking IRS agent need to be carrying a gun for?
They don't.
No.
They don't need to be carrying guns.
No. So 78 billion coming at you. I guess they're hiring a bunch of them this year. And so Biden kept, remember Biden kept saying that they're not going to go after any Americans that are making less than 400,000 per year.
Yeah.
Well, according to this watchdog agency, I want to get the name right. It's the TIGTA, so that is the Let me find it.
I bet that first letter is for tax.
It's the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration. So it's a watchdog. It's kind of like the IG for any agency. Okay. So Investigator General. So the IG for the tax administration.
But it's in the Treasury. Yeah.
Well, okay. it's in the I guess the Treasury Inspector. So it's in the I guess that would be the executive branch, right?
It's the same department.
Yeah.
As the IRS.
Yeah. So this agency is telling truths. So
they are?
Yeah, he actually said that, you know, with Biden saying that they're not going to go after anybody who makes less than $400,000, he's like, he can't really say that because they have no way of identifying complete population of taxpayers that meet that criteria of $400,000.
Right. No, it's bullshit. It's just like you can keep your own doctor. It's all bullshit. I mean, April and I found out in the last 2 weeks, you can't keep your own doctor. You can't choose your doctor under health plans anymore. Mm-hmm. She's got to have some cataract surgery. And, before the end of last year, she scheduled an appointment with her with this ophthalmologist for this cataract surgery. Mm-hmm. Couldn't get her in until a couple of weeks ago. She goes in, and they say, well, we had your phone number wrong, but we tried to contact you. We no longer accept your insurance, so you'll have to go somewhere else or pay cash.
Good Lord.
They did take the insurance last year, but this year they no longer take it. So, theoretically, you can still choose your own doctor, but not application.
Not covered.
No, not an application, you cannot.
No, not covered. And you couldn't back when Obamacare went into effect.
No.
In 2010, you couldn't do it. They just lie.
I challenge anybody of age that has been paying for their health insurance, either through their employer or on their own as a business owner, go back and look at 2002 and what you were paying in health insurance premiums, mm-hmm. not just what you pay at the doctor, versus today.
It's insane, the difference.
And they keep saying, well, there's 5 million people without health care. Well,
they choose to not have
health. We are definitely paying enough for others to have health.
But those people who don't have health care can go to a publicly funded hospital and not be turned away.
No, you're absolutely right.
That's why emergency rooms are so packed in those places, because people without insurance can go there.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's just twisting the language. The whole political speak stuff, that shit just drives me crazy, because I'm not a language guru. I just fucking say it.
Right.
And the people who manipulate the truth based on the language they use makes me nuts. Now, I'm not talking about artistically. That's a different thing.
Sure.
Make things more interesting, etc. You shouldn't be doing that if you're a public fucking representative.
No. It's just...
Like, why is it in your best interest to deceive the public if you're doing everything you're supposed to be doing?
It's not in our best interest. It's
no, but why would it be in the best interest of a political representative, whether that is federal, state, local, whoever it is? Why would they need to choose language or create laws in which the people that they're representing don't understand them? Because they're not doing the right thing. I mean, it's obvious.
They are benefiting from the system.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Just like when the Republicans said they cut the bill, one point, whatever. What a victory. We cut this extra $80 billion down to only $78.
Well, that piece of garbage speaker we have now, that's no different than the last speaker, came out and said, we decreased the federal budget of these alphabet departments by 6%. It's like, dude, shut the fuck up. I mean, 6%.
That's a drop in the bucket.
It doesn't change anything.
Spitting in the ocean is all.
You gave them they gave you that 6% for another $60 billion for Ukraine. Did you have to turn me down?
Yeah,
I said I was too tired to get excited today, but he started, this stuff just frustrates me to no end. And I got in a little local conversation today.
Oh yeah.
Not an argument, just a
on Facebook
exercising my frustration. Yeah, Dan Curry put out a post where he actually went out and fixed the facing of a sink in one of our county parks.
Right.
Because he kept, like, it was kind of a dangerous situation. The Formica basically came off the front of the counter. So you had sharp edges of wood. Kids use that stuff. And you got,
yeah.
And he couldn't get anybody out. Tony Anderson replied to him and said, yeah, we're thinking about starting an adopt a park program. He had a fucking almost $300 billion budget for our tiny little
million.
I'm sorry, $300 million budget for our tiny little county.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to say, well, we'll do an adopt a park program to get citizens to go out and provide you labor to fix this shit when you're spending $2.5 million a year on a golf course that nobody's at. I mean, we're in the middle. Somebody else messaged me and said, we're in the middle of tourist season. The busiest week of the year just ended.
Yeah.
For spring break.
Yeah.
Atlanta came.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the busiest week. This guy, a local guy, went to Eagle Springs.
Right.
During the middle of the day when lunchtime, when there should have been people in there. I don't know if it was lunchtime, but he said it was a time of day where there should have been people in there.
People out there playing golf, eating.
There was literally no one in the restaurant.
Yeah.
Not a single person. Busiest spring break day of the year.
Yeah.
And we paid $2.4 million this past year for that golf
course. Sure, man.
And it's like $2.1 million for Parks and Rec maintenance budget. So between that almost $5 million, we can't fix the facing of a sink. And then you talk to the Parks and Rec guy, and he says he doesn't have enough people.
Well, you got to ask where the money is.
Well, you got to ask where the people are. Close the golf course and send those people out to go fix the stuff at the parks.
Yeah, man, that just makes too much sense now.
Oh, it just that stuff just makes me nuts.
It makes entirely too much sense, man. You're talking logic, man.
No, apparently
that doesn't apply to government.
Yeah, so that's just our little snippet of our local government crap that we're dealing with.
Man, it's not our last episode out. Our last episode was our conversation with Dr. Ingram. But episode before that was why we're blackpilled. And it's shit like this.
Nothing changes.
And you watch news, even on Twitter, from so-called watchdogs and everything else. You don't see anybody out crying about this kind of stuff.
I was listening to a podcast earlier today. And they interviewed one of the COVID scenario doctors. And it was one I hadn't heard from before, but it was somebody who's in the publishing part of it where, you know, peer reviewed studies, et cetera.
Yeah.
And one of the questions that they asked was like, why is it that it seems like the producers of these papers or, you know, the groups that are supposed to, like the American Medical Association or those kind of things, those groups are supposed to have the best interests of the people in mind. And
no, they're
what they produce, like the vaccine schedule and those kind of things for the kids and stuff. And it's like, His answer was, he said, the people who run those organizations now are their parent company that produces the manuals. It's like the media where there's two or three companies that produce the studies that go out. Whether they're manuals, trainings for stuff, all that stuff. Mm. There's like two or three companies, and they're all... Those companies are all part of the World Economic Forum.
There it is.
So you can't even trust the CDC, the American Medical Association, any of the peer-reviewed studies that are out there. Like, they're all manipulated.
Man, that sounds like a song. Even the Fed wants you dead. Recall them all.
That drives me crazy.
Yeah.
Drives me crazy. So, you want to talk about Bidenomics?
No.
So if you listen to the, well, we're going to talk about it anyway.
I'm voicing my dissent.
If you listen to the news, if you watch anytime Biden speaks or his representatives, Dirty Q-Tip and others,
right,
the representatives that speak for the Biden administration. And when they start, Janet Yellen and those kind of people, when they start talking about the economy, they keep pointing to the job growth. How many new jobs that Biden has produced since he took over? They fail to tell you that they pretty much, the entire country was shut down prior to them taking over.
Right.
So all these new jobs that are created are just replacing the ones that COVID shut down.
Right.
Or, I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. The government shut down because of COVID.
Yeah.
The various levels of government shut down because of COVID. So they replaced those. The issue we have is the number of part-time jobs are growing and the number of full-time jobs are shrinking.
Right.
So people are having to get, this is the same thing that happened, the same argument with Obama when he talked about his economy, is all the number of jobs that are being produced. Those jobs that are being produced are part-time jobs because people have to work multiple jobs to pay for
right.
the regular stuff that we do.
You got grown-ass men running Instacart.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yep. I apologize for the sound that came over. I'm trying to find a post from a friend of mine and the more appropriately the response he got to his post from a Democrat. But go ahead while I'm doing
that. I'm going to read you the stats. So there were 28,632 people with part-time jobs in March.
Right.
That's 691,000 more than in February. When there were 29,941,000. That's according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. In that same period, the number of people employed full-time positions dropped by more than 6,000.
Right.
And then over the last year, the number of people employed in full-time jobs has declined by more than 1.3 million. Create more jobs, but 1.3 million people, less full-time employees than a year ago.
Yeah. It's all smoke and mirrors, dude.
The number of people holding multiple jobs jumped by 217,000 last month.
Mm.
Just to make ends meet, people are getting second jobs.
Yeah, they're having to.
In the last year, the number of people who had to hold multiple jobs has increased by 500,000. That's Bidenomics.
Well, and thanks to the minimum wage hike, you're seeing less entry-level jobs for teenagers.
Correct.
Because, you know, the restaurants or whoever pays minimum wage are having to either get rid of those jobs,
mm-hmm.
or they're thinking, well, if I'm hiring somebody at $20 an hour, I'm going to hire somebody, an adult.
Yep. And you see more self-checkouts, more kiosks at fast food restaurants.
Yep.
You see, like the cashiers are kind of going away. Even you see, like you go to a restaurant, now you see the servers have the handhelds that come out to the tables.
Sure.
And they just take your check right there. You know, your card right there at the table.
Yep. That's exactly what they're doing. Mm-hmm. You don't go to a counter anymore to pay. I mean, normally you would. I mean, in a nicer restaurant, you'd give your server your card and they'd go somewhere else and run it. But
so just to give you another taste of a stat for the economy, despite all these job gains that Biden brags about, the number of people being laid off by American companies increased over 90,000 last month. So there's companies that are downsizing because they can't afford to keep these employees.
Right.
But Biden's running around telling all the useful idiots out there that vote for him, everything's great. The economy's wonderful.
Yeah.
Don't worry about the fact that gas went up 21 cents yesterday from in the morning to the afternoon, 21 cents a gallon. Did you see that?
Yeah. Stupid.
How does that happen on a weekend, on a Saturday?
It's magic.
Yeah.
It's evil magic is what it is. So, all right. So this guy, I'm not going to call his name. He's a friend of mine. He says, for all the Trump haters out there, what did you hate most? No wars, Middle East peace, strong American economy, no inflation, growing 401ks, market profits, low gas prices, a secure oil reserve, lower taxes, or a strong dollar. And this liberal friend of his, and I stay out of it. It's everything I do to not comment on there and say, are you a fucking retard? He posts his own little meme that says, what 4 years under Trump got us? The economy lost 2.9 million jobs. 3 million Americans lost health insurance. The national debt more than doubled with the biggest net increase in debt ever. And some of this isn't wrong, because that last year during the COVID lockdowns.
Well, it's not wrong, but it's all the result of COVID.
Right. And they said we saw the worst daily stock market drop of all time, worse than the Great Depression.
Okay, you're just cherry-picking COVID stuff.
Right. And then the tagline is, anyone who tells you Trump was good for the economy is full of it.
Well, anybody who tells you he wasn't is a moron.
Yeah.
Like,
Up until COVID,
he
made some shitty economic decisions with that, but...
You're going to have a hard time convincing me. Now that all this has played out and all the stuff we learned afterward, you're going to have a hard time convincing me that they just didn't throw COVID at the world on purpose.
No, absolutely.
To derail this, because we weren't the only one with a populist leader. We had Brexit in Europe. The European Union was taking a shit. There was all kinds of stuff. Italy had a...
Greece.
Yeah, there was all these countries all over Europe. And you could even make the argument with Putin going in this direction, too.
Yeah.
Now, I know Putin's the boogeyman. You can't say his name without calling him a name afterwards. But,
right,
like, everybody was going to a populist-type mentality where it was more about their people and their country, mm-hmm, and taking care of that across the world.
Right.
And you wonder, was COVID just thrown out there to just fucking derail all that shit? And think about it. It put one big giant freaking, you know, parachute over everybody.
Yeah.
Crippled everything.
Yeah.
And it was worldwide.
Sure.
And then now you have all, and they did it while these people were in power.
Right.
So during, and then people don't know how to react to that. I mean, it's a brand new thing. You just had a freaking virus unleashed on the world.
Yeah.
And you can tell me it was natural. It's bullshit.
No.
We all know it was unleashed.
We already know.
We know it was unleashed. So that whole thing derails everything. And then now these idiots, and that's what they are. This friend of your friend is an idiot.
Sure.
Starts reciting statistics during that time.
Yeah.
That shit doesn't count. What's the word, the outlier that you throw out if you're doing legitimate statistics?
Yeah. No, it is. It's the, I forget the fallacy in debate tactics, but it's you're bringing up one little thing that's not related to the overall point to dispel the overall point.
You're cherry picking.
Yeah.
Bad stats out of a thing that doesn't reflect the actual administration.
So I'm working on my taxes, and there were one or two days where I didn't make a single dollar this year. So, but I can't tell the IRS, well, I didn't make anything this year because of those one or two days.
Yeah, they'll come after you with guns.
Yeah, absolutely. Brand new ones.
Yeah. They bought a bunch of bullets like 4 or 5 years ago. Lots of ammo for the IRS, which is
so
crazy.
So reassuring.
This is just, I don't know. This kind of stuff just irritates me, and it's literally same story, different day.
Well, but before you get on another big point, unless it's a smaller point, we need to go ahead and take a break.
Let's take a break, because I actually have a beer to review.
All right, we'll be right back with beer reviews and more from the Driveway to Liberty podcast. Hey, guys, it's Wes. I want to thank you so much for helping our podcast grow. We are so excited about the growth we've experienced in our listenership this year. And we're very excited to be able to now offer sponsorships for liberty-minded business owners right here on our podcast. So reach out to us. You can contact me directly at Wes at WesHerndon.com, or you can go to our Facebook page. It's Facebook.com/ The Driveway Liberty Podcast. Send us a message, man, if you're interested. We'd love to have you as a sponsor. And maybe if you're local or nearby, we can actually shoot a podcast directly at your business. Either way, let's get back to the broadcast. All right, guys, welcome back to the Driveway Liberty Podcast. It is time for beer reviews. Beer reviews. All right, Dan's got a special beer over there. Let's let him. He's excited.
Well, I got a story. So, I mean, I know I've told our listeners that I was going to make a concerted effort to go out and find some new beers to review, because it's been Yuengling and Miller Lite for the longest time.
Right.
And I apologize it's taking so long, because we just, the last couple casts, we hadn't drank. Mm-mm. We haven't felt good, or we did a cast in the middle of the day, you know.
Right.
This time of year, schedules get a little crazy, but
yeah, they do.
I did go out and find a beer. So I went to one of the places that's here locally. It's convenient to where I work and travel on a normal daily basis.
Right.
And I went in there and I'm looking, and I didn't look at the price tags. I was just looking at the labels, trying to find, you know, kind of beer that I like and something that I haven't had yet.
Right.
So I actually found one, and then I looked at the price.
It was probably $1,000.
And went, what the fuck? There was a beer on the shelf.
Right.
For a four-pack of pints. So that's basically five.
Yeah.
A little over five beers.
Mm-hmm.
From a regular six-pack.
Yeah, from a regular 12 ounces. Yeah, that's right. You're the math guy, though.
$28.99 for 4 16 ounces.
That's
beers.
A locally brewed beer.
I don't know where it was from. It was a craft brew that okay. I never heard of.
All right.
And so I didn't buy that, obviously.
That's good.
Found one that was like, I remember going to the store to buy this beer, and it really wasn't that long ago.
Right.
And complaining when the six packs were $9.99.
Yeah.
For these craft beers. Now they're $12.99.
Some of them are $17.
Your normal, like, you know, you go buy Oyster City, one of those. They're like $12.99.
Yep.
For a six pack of beer.
Mm-hmm.
They were $7.99 a year and a half ago.
Thanks,
and
Brian.
Just not very long ago, they were $9.99.
Wait till I
now
tell you about bread.
$12.99. So I bought this four pack. The one I'm going to do, and I bought another beer for the next cast we do.
Okay.
And this beer was, I think it was $12.99 for 4 16-ounce beers.
Right.
And I had a hard time buying that, because you can go buy. Remember, I used to buy a case of Yuengling for under $20. Well, yep. Now that shit's $24.
Yep.
So this beer is from Three Sons Brewing Company, not related to the new barbecue restaurant
okay.
we have here.
All right, I was curious.
No, not related. So this is
they're not the only ones that have Three Sons.
This is at a Diana Beach, Florida.
Right.
And it's called Antique Alley, and it's an amber ale, 5.4% ABV.
Right.
And it is absolutely delicious.
Is it really?
It is fantastic. Remember the old Fat Tire days?
Yeah.
It is right there in that.
Did you check out their politics?
I have not. I don't want to, because literally the chances of me being able to drink this beer again are probably slim to none, because I don't know their politics, but they're Florida.
Okay.
So at least, like, the Fat Tire's Colorado.
Right.
So. And I drank that beer for years.
Well, I'm drinking beer from a company that we know their politics.
Yes, you are. This beer is delicious.
I'm drinking a Conservative Dad's Ultra Right 100% Woke Free American Beer. And it's only 4.8%, But for a Sunday evening, which is the time in which we're recording this cast.
And that beer is a good beer.
It is a good beer.
And it's a tasty lager.
Yeah.
A lot of those lagers can be kind of not very tasty. Yeah. Like your Miller Lights.
It's pretty good.
Miller Lights to me tastes like carbonated water.
Well, you don't have to fucking drink them then. I'll drink them. I drank a lot of them over the last 2 days.
I recommend this beer. I didn't look at their politics, so hopefully they're not political. And
where are they based out of?
It's I think it was Diana Beach.
Oh,
I don't know where that is in Florida though.
No telling. We can look that up on the Google here in a little while.
Yeah, we'll Google it at some point.
Well, that, ladies and gentlemen, is beer review. Beer review.
It's a delicious amber.
I'm glad you're enjoying it. And you got a koozie with Jason Aldean lyrics on it?
Well, I just pulled the koozie out from whatever. I don't know. This is probably like Giannis or something.
Try that in a small town.
Yeah.
Isn't that the guy that did that song?
I think so.
I don't know. I don't keep up with the country.
Since you brought it up, it says, country ass, beer drinking, hell raising, dirt turning, diesel burning, hard working, 9-to-5ers, go all nighters, Jason Aldean is what it says on here.
Yeah, he don't do any of that.
Not one bit of it.
Not a single bit. Mm-hmm. He sings bro country for the most part, from what I understand. I know he did that, try that in a small town thing. Isn't that him?
And then he apologized like a bitch, I think.
Well, and if we're being honest, it's a shitty song.
Well, yeah.
It's an absolutely terrible song.
See, here's the issue, Wes.
I'm a musician.
You're a musician, and you see it through different lenses.
That's true.
Most of the songs that are the most popular songs are shitty songs from the point of view of the musician. You would even say probably your most popular song is not your best song, right?
I remember
when you did that Bad Day at the Beach. You were like, this is the dumbest fucking song I've ever done. It's so stupid. Everybody loves it. Welcome to the new America.
Yeah.
Everybody loves stupid shit.
I like stupid shit, too. I watched Airplane a couple of weekends ago. Yeah, that's a great movie.
I haven't watched any. The last thing I watched was the Roadhouse remake. Did we talk about that?
We did not. But
we need to talk about
let's
it.
Let's talk about
it. All right, let's talk about it. Roadhouse. Because this particular movie has sparked some conversation across the world.
Yeah, it has.
So the original Roadhouse was like, I don't know, 89, something like that.
I'll look it up while you're talking.
Patrick Swayze, badass bouncer in a bar.
Right.
You know,
and just Sam Elliott in it.
Yeah, Sam Elliott. You know, they had the hot blonde and all the good stuff. I mean, it was not a great movie by any stretch of the
imagination. No, it was terrible.
But it was a fun movie.
It was.
And it was a movie that you could watch more than once.
Sure. It had a lot of ass whipping in it.
Lasted.
Nudity. I mean, everything a dude like back then.
Yeah, back then it had everything, you know, an 80s or 90s movie you could watch.
1989 is when the original came out. Okay. Yes.
So when I got word, and that movie's one of my favorite movies just to watch, like when I'm flipping through the channels and that movie's on, I don't go past that channel. I just watch it.
Right.
I've probably seen that movie, you know, 100 times if I've seen it once. And it's one of those you just enjoy watching. So I saw a Facebook post that had the blonde, longer, wavy hair on Jake Gyllenhaal's face that said, they're making a remake of Roadhouse.
Yeah.
So I immediately
got excited.
I was the opposite of excited. I was immediately like, they better not fucking do this. This has got to be fake. It's got to be a joke. Well, the picture was a joke because it.
Mm.
And
that wasn't how his hair
looked. No. But whoever did that was, I don't know, probably started trying to start some shit. It was true that they were making a remake, obviously.
Yeah.
So it came out on Amazon Prime.
Yep.
And the first time I watched it, because I've seen it 3 times now.
The new one?
Yep.
Okay.
The first time, because I'm like a movie guy. I want to, different frames of mind cause reactions. It's that first time I saw it,
mm-hmm.
I watched it with my wife. And I said, do you want to watch this movie? And she's like, sure, I've watched the other one with you. Let's watch this one. And I watched it through the eyes of the 1989 flick.
Sure.
And I fucking hated it. I thought it was the worst movie I've ever seen.
Okay.
And then 2 days later, I think you and I were like, weren't feeling great and we didn't do anything over the weekend. And you texted me and said, I watched the new Roadhouse. Wasn't half bad.
Right.
Is what you said.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I didn't reply.
No, you didn't even reply to that.
My reply to that would have been, it was the worst fucking movie I've ever seen in my life. So then I said, in order to be fair,
right,
I'm going to watch it and try to keep it as a standalone movie.
Because
if there was never an original Roadhouse made, you'd think
it wouldn't have a point of reference on
it.
Yeah.
So,
and that's kind of how I watched it too.
So I watched it and I tried hard to watch it through that view.
Right.
And I think I got part of it through that view. And I think I came to the same conclusion as you. It wasn't half bad. The first time I saw it, I said, Conor McGregor's a fucking idiot. He's acting like a retard all across the screen. Then when I watched it the second time, it was like, literally, that's what he's supposed to do.
That's the character
he's supposed to be. Yeah. Right. He's literally doing what he's supposed to do.
Yep.
And then finally, I watched it for the third time. And the third time I watched it, I'm like, okay, it's not a bad movie. If the original one didn't exist,
yeah,
this one has just as many flaws. The original has just as many flaws as
this one. There's cheese in it.
Ridiculous.
Like half of Conor McGregor's lines are just cheesy.
Oh, yeah. Well. Yeah. Well, half of opinions vary. I mean, there's half of the lines of the original were cheesy.
Yeah.
Be nice.
Yeah.
And then the fact that, you know, all the townspeople killed and the bad guy in the original one was like some old guy.
Yeah.
Some corrupt old guy who was trying to be a freaking town baron.
Yeah.
And then in the original one, all the townspeople came and shot him with a shotgun, like all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of them. Which is really stupid.
Yeah.
But think about this and how our brains can manipulate these things. I've said this many times. Die Hard is my favorite movie of all time.
Right.
A guy came out of a body bag at the end. Who puts a fucking guy with a freaking automatic weapon
in the body bag
with him?
Sure.
I mean, that was stupid. And I've said that all the whole time that I've seen Die Hard. It's like, I love that movie. The last 30 seconds of it was moronic.
Yeah. Well, one of the reasons I can't get past the original Top Gun is the last minute of that movie.
Oh, where the guys that hate each other, hugging each other.
Well, not just that. It was like, you can be my wingman anytime. That is the dumbest line ever in a movie. And that ruined that entire movie for me.
Yeah.
I refuse to watch it. I have yet to watch the sequel.
The sequel's good.
They probably got some cheesy ass line.
They do. But the sequel's good. They did it right. I mean, I thought the new one was good.
Yeah, but I enjoyed Roadhouse. I enjoyed it for multiple reasons, because I have an affinity for the Florida Keys, for one, even though they actually shot that movie in the Dominican.
Go figure.
But there is a place about Central Keys that looks very similar to that bar, the Roadhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And the Fred the Tree in the beginning, where the little girl gives Jake Gyllenhaal the book about Fred the Tree. Fred the Tree's down there growing on that old bridge.
Mm-hmm.
That's a legit landmark down there. But, you know, I enjoyed it. I mean, it's
a turn.
I wouldn't sit there and say this is a great movie, but there, other than the diversity of the cast. Because if you go to Florida Keys, from a race standpoint, you've got Cubans and white folks for the most part.
Yeah, that was another thing that struck me as odd, is like the girl who owned the bar was very young.
Mm-hmm.
Black female.
Yeah.
Single black female, very young.
Yes. But
not that it took away from the movie.
It didn't take away from the movie, but.
And not that a single black female can't own a bar.
No, absolutely not. I'm not saying that at all.
But it didn't. That actress, the way she played it, didn't really fit to me. I guess they didn't go too deep. They didn't go deep enough in the backstory with her and trying to figure out how she got.
He just knew her uncle owned the bar and left it to her somehow. We didn't even know how she got the bar from her uncle.
Yeah.
But I mean, I wasn't mad at her character. I really, when the bookstore got burnt, and I know we may be ruining the movie for folks, but I don't really care.
It's been out long enough. If you haven't
seen it, you should have already seen it. But, you know, I fell in love with the characters that own the bookstore, especially the little girl.
Yeah.
And it's, I didn't know, this is the Driveway movie review podcast.
It's something to, that's at least a positive thing.
Yeah, something. Yeah, but I mean, I thought overall it was a really good movie. There wasn't, they weren't pushing any woke agendas under, other than the rich white man. Yeah. There was that inference. Yeah. It wasn't overt, but
well, the rich guy in it was a fucking idiot.
Yeah,
the bad guy was moronic.
Yeah, well, and that's another thing, they diluted the bad guy because you got dad in prison,
mm-hmm.
who's really pulling strings,
but you never see him.
You never see him. Mm-hmm. And then
the sheriff is a guy that's been in a million movies, but you probably never tell you his name.
Mm-mm.
He's old, man. That guy was.
Yeah, wasn't he in the Kill Bill movies too?
Maybe he was.
I don't know. But
that guy's been in a bunch of movies though. Because as soon as I heard his voice, you seen like the back of his head.
You hear his voice, you know.
I'm like, that's the guy. And I'm trying to figure out. I'm sitting on the couch with Elena going, that's him. And I didn't know who it was. And then I'm on my phone trying to figure it out. And then I get his name and I'm like, I never heard of his fucking name. But then you look at the movies he's been in, he's like been in everything.
He's kind of like Samuel Jackson.
Yeah, but you know who Samuel Jackson is.
Oh, I can't see. Like Samuel Jackson doing those Capital One commercials, I keep expecting him to say, motherfucker. What's in your wallet, motherfucker? But, you know.
Bad motherfucker.
Yeah, it's... I thought it was a decent movie. I don't watch a lot of movies anymore unless I know I've got a day to just kind of blow.
It's the most popular movie that Amazon Prime has ever done. Now, that bar's pretty low, but
there was that Chris Pratt movie that was pretty popular
Tomorrow War or whatever it was. Yeah.
Where he was a badass of some sort. Yeah, I don't know.
Dad who goes into fight aliens in the future.
No, there was another one.
Oh, that was just a limited series.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah, that's where he was like a Jack Ryan type
mm-hmm.
guy. They're supposed to be bringing another season of that out.
Oh, Jack Ryan?
No.
Or the Chris Pratt.
Jack Ryan season's out now.
Yeah.
The third season.
I've seen that.
That's with the guy from The Office.
Yeah, which always cracks me up.
It's like, he's a good actor.
He
can go from being just a practical joke in... softy in The Office to
man Billy Badass and
bad motherfucker in
Jack Ryan
in multiple roles.
Speaking of that, and while we're on this, we might as well just talk about this. The first season of Jack Ryan,
yeah,
was far superior to the other two.
Yeah, yeah. I just finished the last one,
mm-hmm.
or I think I'm finished. Maybe I still got. I don't know. They stopped the nuclear warhead. It went off underwater, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, or in the mountain tunnel, it went off.
That's
in the
right. Mountain tunnel. Yeah. That's right.
So, and I don't think that's the end, but Sokov or Sokov.
Yeah,
yeah. Like the first one was good, and it's I've read a lot of those books.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Jack Ryan books.
Yeah,
and. It's almost like the Star Wars and the, you know, the Marvel
series
universe where they just keep cranking stuff out. Like the first
Jack Ryan movie, wasn't that A Hunt for Red October with Alec Baldwin?
Yeah. Was that the first one? I thought it was with Ben Affleck. Was it the nuclear one? Because Ben Affleck played him too.
Yeah, I don't know if I've seen that Ben Affleck one.
Yeah, but I know what you're talking about—the nuclear submarine.
Yeah, and it had Sean Connery in it.
Yep, and but there was also one where Ben Affleck played Jack Ryan, and it was, I can't remember. They're trying to get, it's similar to the series.
We Hunt for Red October came out in 84, so that predates.
Might have been, well, when did, I don't
that know. That was when the book came out.
Oh, okay.
And the movie, it was, because Alec Baldwin was still a young dude. That was like around Beetlejuice and all that. Speaking of that, they're coming out with a new Beetlejuice movie. Did you enjoy the first one?
Some of All Fears. That was 2002. That was afterwards.
Yeah.
Hunt for Red October was 1990 that came out. Patriot Games, Clear and Present Danger.
Yeah.
That's the Harrison Ford, Jack Ryan.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's another franchise that is just continue to crank out, and the books are fantastic,
right?
Fantastic. So I mean, it's, I guess I understand why they keep bringing it up. The guy who wrote it's dead. He died, and I don't know, I guess he sold his rights, and now they're just making.
They're just making movies.
Movies, or his family sold the rights.
Tom Clancy's the guy that wrote those books. Mm-hmm. Wasn't he? He was in the CIA, was he not?
I don't know. He's a big Orioles fan.
Okay. Well, that answers my question. So we got a solar eclipse tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
And given the subject matters that we've kind of covered here, you may or may not hear this.
I put a meme out that said, if something happens during the solar eclipse, the government did it. We've literally had like a solar eclipse at some part of the world like every year. And it happened every year.
Well, you're looking at the media. All right, so there's been like some TikTok videos about the biblical implications. There's a comedian that put one out that said, this is what we read, and it's like, this is what they're going to tell us during an eclipse, and it said Epstein didn't kill himself. And then when you zone into the center of the triangle from the last three solar eclipses, that's where P. Diddy's hiding out.
Jesus. That's kind of funny.
It is pretty funny.
Well, Marjorie Taylor Greene said this is like God's wrath.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the world is for shit.
And Alex Jones was
pretty
like,
sure it's, when God's wrath comes, we're not going to get a heads up.
No, we're not going to know about it. It even says in the Bible that no man shall know the day.
Yeah, we're not going to get a heads up.
No. But yeah, it's the hysteria. You're absolutely right. If something happens other than the sun being blocked out by the moon tomorrow,
which happens all the time,
which happens occasionally, yes,
I guess this one is captured great attention because it's coming like across the whole country. It's hitting,
well, the last two have,
yeah,
they've just come from different directions.
Yeah, so this has come, I guess
it's coming from southwest Texas area
all the way up through Arkansas and up into the Vermont and into Canada. It's like I guess people in Niagara Falls are all excited about it.
I guess so. I don't know. I mean, and it's also my mom's birthday.
Hmm.
And she seems to think something significant is going to happen. Wait, well, you're going to have a good birthday, Mom. That's what's going to happen.
You're prepared, Mom.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know. It's just to me, every time I hear something about it, because Elena will ask me, she'll ask me, so she's like, what's the deal with this eclipse?
Right.
And I'm like, literally nothing. It's just another eclipse that a lot of people will be able to see in the United States.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. I mean, think about all the doomsday. The fringe religious groups and everything else, the Mayan calendar, it's going to be the end of the world in 2012, wasn't it? Y2K.
Oh, yeah. All computers were going to stop when the
we
hit midnight in 2000.
You know what, guys, when the world ends, I think we're experiencing a slow death now.
Yeah, death by a thousand cuts.
Yeah, but if it's going to be something catastrophic, you're not going to know.
Now, listen, if I thought, like, climate change was going to kill us all.
Oh, yeah.
In 10 years, 7 years ago.
Yeah.
So we got 3 years left, and now we got the solar eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
it's not jiving. It's 3 years early.
Well, and you're right. The solar eclipse also is probably caused by climate change, you know.
Well, don't even
because the astral bodies are definitely affected and
it's impacted like by. It's like we're going to see a giant death ray from the moon come down and just cut the United States in half.
Well, that's no moon. That's a Death Star. I got a Star Wars reference in, yeah. Finally.
Star Wars and a Twister reference.
Mm-hmm. It's, man, you know what? Y'all just enjoy it. Just don't look directly at it. Unless you're stupid, then go ahead and look all you want to.
Yeah, apparently they got sunglasses like for they do. Everywhere.
They do. You can go up to one of the local convenience stores up here and get you a pair.
Yeah.
I'll probably be working. So, I won't be looking up.
When's it supposed to happen?
Tomorrow at some point. We'll only have a partial here. We won't be able to see the full thing.
And if you're not looking up at it, you won't even notice it.
Well, it'll make it a little darker.
Yeah, like, ooh, is it raining? The rain
right,
coming
yeah.
in?
Yeah, kind of like it is
cloud
right
went
now.
In front of the fucking sun?
Yeah.
No, the moon went in front of the sun. Big yeah. fucking deal.
There you go.
I don't understand it. What is wrong with us?
And this is
what
like
is wrong
this
with
is
us?
Like some old it's like some hidden tribe in the Amazon.
Yeah, who sees fire for the first time and flips out.
Yeah.
Ah, Jesus Christ.
Have we really changed over the last several thousand years as a race, a species?
Like literally the movie Idiocracy is becoming
it's being played out right now,
yeah,
dude.
It's becoming a
that was a
freaking factual movie.
Absolutely.
Nonfiction. Idiocracy, nonfiction.
Always fun. Always fun. Well, guys, I think we ought to end it right there on that doomsday shit.
I do, too, because apparently this will be our last cast because the world is going
to
end.
Right, yeah, so
tomorrow.
Y'all enjoy it. I'll try to get it out before
try
the world
to get it
ends.
Out before the world ends. And that way everybody will get to listen to it before the eclipse comes. And
we're going to feel really stupid if the world does actually end tomorrow. But
No, we won't.
We'll be dead.
We won't feel anything.
Right.
At least eventually.
Well, we'll be looking down on it from heaven.
That's right. Saying, say, yeah, I guess well, we were wrong about that one.
My bad.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, gosh, guys. Y'all take care and be safe. Don't look directly into it. And I'll get this out in the morning or later tonight or sometime. And that way you can hear this before.
And certainly don't try to look at it while you're driving.
No. No, you should pay attention.
Put your phone down.
Absolutely. Wait. All right. One more thing. Did you hear about the guys that tried to rob the house with the U-Haul?
Is that what happened today?
It was yesterday. These jokers pulled right on up to a house with a U-Haul. It was loading shit up.
Last day of Atlanta, they had to get their shit and go.
They had to go.
Jesus Christ. Did they?
They ended up in a high-speed chase.
Did they get anything?
Chasing a U-Haul. They called them.
No, I know, but did they actually steal anything from the house?
I don't know. I think they got busted before the mid-process.
Oh, they're lucky they didn't get shot.
Very, but
You pull in my front yard with a U-Haul, backing up, and three or four criminals come piling out of the U-Haul.
Yeah.
The AR and the shotgun will be side by side. Oh, out of bullets on the or out of shells on the shotgun here. Let me get the AR. A little precision.
Boom, boom, boom. There you go.
Pat, hopefully, I won't need it after the seven shells in the shotgun.
Or the eclipse tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's hope so.
I tried to do it without damaging my front door, though.
Yeah.
I'll open the door and then shoot them.
That's probably what you should do. Sit in the bathroom. You have a bathroom window?
Yeah. I could do it and pop the screen out. And go,
sit on the toilet.
Tap, tap, tap. Oh,
there you go.
Picked the wrong house to come around.
Yeah, man. I just happen to be taking
plus,
shit.
Plus, I don't have a lot of shit that you'd want.
Well, same. I got a lot of shit. I don't have a lot of shit you'd want.
Yeah. You want a dog? I got three of them.
There you go.
I do have a brand new washer and dryer, though.
That's nice, man.
I have an old one in the
I see the garage. That. You holding up for Tim?
No, I'm not going to say anything.
Okay. Fair enough.
Tim's a good guy.
Yeah, he is. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in to the cast. We didn't talk about a lot of politics, and that's probably a good thing for our mental health.
We did the first half.
We did. With that being said,
we laughed the second half, which is a good thing. We needed that.
We definitely needed that.
And hopefully you'll laugh with us when you listen to this.
I hope so. And y'all check out on the 12th, Cowboy Life, the song I wrote.
If we're still here.
If we're still here.
That would be sad if we weren't here and that song did not get released.
That would be sad. Very sad. But it's a song I wrote with an 8-year-old vocal student of mine through Groove.
He got a haircut, man.
Yeah, he did.
He got them all cut.
He got every one of them cut. But that kid had long hair, and I showed up the other day, and I'm like, man, who is that kid?
He's like, your brother? Where's your brother?
Yeah. What's up? But he wrote the lyrics of that song, man, and it's just kind of an innocent kind of throwback to make you think about being a kid and the way you looked at things. And it's a real joy to play it and write it and him write some lyrics to it and sing it together, man. It's just, I don't know if you saw in the video, I'm just smiling the whole time.
I saw the video.
Because that dude's just having a big time, man. He's having a good time.
I watch your shit, Wes.
Well, I appreciate it. Somebody does. It's good. All right, guys. I am your Uncle Wes for Dan. We will see you next time on the Driveway Liberty Podcast. You are